One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 34. Hey everybody, it's me, the Revolutionary, coming at you again from One Man Revolution. Oh boy, let me tell you, some days it pays to just go out and hang out with new people. Gives you a fresh perspective on what's going on. It's always nice to see that people are willing to give them of themselves and allow you to give back to them. And you get to hear all of their stories and get to start to develop something. And I've finally got the opportunity to go hang out with Revolutionary Case tonight. And he's a very interesting guy, let me tell you. Talked a lot about him, talked a lot about me. And as everyone in the Revolution knows, the one man can talk, if nothing else. And so I spent way too much time out with him. And in celebration of this new and burgeoning friendship, all I have to say is I made my 31 podcasts in the month of May, one a day for the month of May, every podcast, one for 31 days. So all I have to say is I made it. For all you people out there who didn't think I would be able to do it, all I have to say to that is
you are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And here is Headspace with Life. Friendship is a relationship which involves mutual knowledge, esteem, and affection. Friends will become each other's company and exhibit loyalty towards each other, often to the point of altruism. Their tastes will usually be similar and may converge, and they will share enjoyable activities. They will also engage in mutually helping behavior, such as the exchange of advice and the sharing of hardship. A friend is someone who may often demonstrate reciprocating and reflective behaviors. Yet for many, friendship is nothing more than the trust that someone or something will not harm them. That sentiment coming off the definition of what a friend is, sometimes is lost when you meet new people. Most times when you meet someone, you're really guarded, especially in the society of a bunch of phonies and a bunch of people out there. And as you get to talk to them and you find out whether or not they're full of crap, you find that these people are sometimes not what they seem to be. But on that rare occasion, you find someone who has a like interest, who is similar to you, who shares the same passions and the same goals in life, and you find someone who could possibly be a friend. Now, men tend to find friends who they can go out drinking with, and I do that. Men also tend to find friends who they can just hang out with and talk. And on that rare occasion when a man finds someone that they can hang out and drink with and talk to, that's a combination that makes us all very, very happy. So it's cool when you find somebody who can also express that back to you. And I felt very, very honored to meet and hang out with this individual. We'll just call a revolutionary case. So in honor of this burgeoning new friendship and this guy's a friendly person, someone who I hope that he'll become a part of my life every now and again. If not fading in and out, just to see what's going on with them. Also, another part of friendship is that you might not see them for years and years, but when you see them, you pick up right where you left off. And that makes me nothing but happy. So here's the Kitchen Cowboys with 3:08 from the PodSafe Music Network, called Happy by the Kitchen Cowboys.
With a spoon as I watch your car. Long brown hair, the skin so fair. You came into my life. Wrote little notes, stupid words, my name. Numbers of phones began to play the game. Would you call? Would it work at all? I walked up to you not knowing what to do. Smile at me, make me see. Make it real. Touch me, kiss me sweet, make me simply happy.
me simply happy.
Doesn't necessarily just mean love. I know that sometimes I sit around and I try and figure out how I can be happy, and I find that the more I come back to it, the more happy I am is the time that I spend with people, with friends, with other people of like minds, and even people with differing opinions. I still like talking with them. But what makes me truly happy is just being able to express myself in a safe and enjoyable atmosphere. So every one of us needs to sit down and try and find and make new friends. If you have a lot of friends, people that don't support you, and a lot of people that are around you that when you need help don't actually come to your aid, then these people are acquaintances, not necessarily your friends. And you might need to try and look for people that would help you instead of you helping them all the time. Oh, well, I know you guys didn't tune in just to hear about me and my friendship stories. I know that you people are, I'm not looking, you guys aren't looking for all the touchy-feely stuff. What you're looking for is news and information about politics and information from the left, which is where I podcast from on a daily basis. So, Dateline Washington today, U.S. offers talks with Iran for the first time in 27 years. This United States has agreed and is willing to sit down and participate in direct talks with Iran, but on the condition that Tehran suspends its disputed nuclear activities. This, of course, stated by Secretary Condoleezza Rice, told a news conference on the 31st, which would have been today, adding that it's time to know whether Iran is serious about negotiation or not. This is probably the first... actual negotiations or diplomatic relations with Tehran since the 1979 hostage situation, which lasted for 444 days. Okay, so this is not going to be some sort of grand bargaining. It's an offer of normalization of relationships. Now, what I ask you, my revolutionary brethren, is why are we sitting down now? Although I agree with the fact that we should always practice diplomacy instead of invading sovereign nations. Why are we sitting down now? Is it because, the Washington insiders know something that we as the American people don't, as the citizens of the American people don't? It's evident that the Islamic region of Iran and the region of the Middle East is different than what we are. But if they continue along this path of uranium enrichment and creating possible nuclear weapons, that entire region really could possibly be a bigger problem for all of us around the world. So it would be nice to see everyone sit down and play nicey-nice at the table. But I would say that one of the things we need to do first is pull all of our occupying forces out of the Middle East, bring them home. Hey, put them to work on the borders. I guess that's what you guys want to do right now anyway. Not something I would want them to do, but heck, I mean, there's nothing else for them to do. Have them just walk around the borders for a while and allow diplomacy to work. Diplomacy probably would have also worked in Baghdad, in Iraq, with Saddam Hussein, because he was probably about ready to hit the table. But that show of military force that sent him and toppled his dictatorship, of course, let all possibility of diplomacy fly out the window. So it's good and long overdue, and it's definitely a step in the right direction. Also, after vowing to see a greater share of anti-terrorism money spent in higher-risk communities, the Department of Homeland Security today announced that their grants slashed money from New York and Washington by 40%. And cities like Omaha, Nebraska, and Louisville, Kentucky got a surge of new dollars. So the winners in this Homeland Security lottery are places like in Jersey City and Newark, which received 44.1% greater amounts of money. Louisville, Kentucky with 41%. Omaha, Nebraska with 38%. Jacksonville and Atlanta, also two cities, port cities. And notice if you'll see a lot like Newark is a city where we need to start spending money on looking at the ports and seeing what's there. When you want to stop a terrorist, they have a map of New York City in their pocket, said Michael Bloomberg. They don't have a map of any of the other 46 or 45 places. He's a little bit upset because they took money away from him. Well, guess what? There are other emergent targets in this country that do not include New York or Washington, D.C. Heck, if I was a terrorist, and I'm not, and I'd like to make that very clear, I'm a revolutionary, not a terrorist, there are better targets than New York and Washington, D.C. Better targets would be places in the heart of the country, places that no one would suspect that a terrorist would attack. So, for all of this money that has been being spent on security, it might just be time to spread the wealth around and not just leave it in places like New York and Washington, D.C. So this is the Revolutionary from One Man Revolution concluding the one a day for the month of May on this, what you will receive as a June 1st edition of the One Man Revolution. Talking about friendship, talking about politics, talking about the finer things in life. And I will be back soon with probably one for June 1st, June 2nd, June 3rd. And I'll probably keep it going without doing weekends unless I do some music shows. For as long as I can and for as long as I have people out there listening to me. Big things coming up, change in site. If I'm down for a couple of days, it's because I'm making some moves to new servers to allow for faster downloads and greater amounts of bandwidth. And also more improved and cooler site things. I love my current blog format, but I would like to have more. I would like to have a forum for where my revolutionary brethren can get together and in a safe environment and talk about how they feel about the show. I'd like to have other media out there and outlets and whatnot, places for sponsors, places for people to basically voice their opinions on the show, and also places where you can also get revolutionary merchandise and get all kinds of other great things. So it is me, the one man, telling you that it only takes one man to stand up and say, I've had enough, and I'm going to start a revolution. So until then, I'll be doing it right here behind this microphone until they take it out of my cold, dead hands. So until then, see ya!